So, let's record another entry.
Come closer.
This one's gonna be with Brent.
Hello.
So what did we do yesterday morning?
Well,
we got up, I hit up your cabin.
Yeah.
And we made some calls, right? We called...
Yeah, we called Parks here to see about the campsites.
Yeah.
And we found out nothing. First come, first serve.
Basically, yeah. But we might find out more. They said we should talk to the park administration here in Lake Louise Urban.
Yeah. And then we called the motorcycle shop.
And shortly after, the tires were done.
Yeah, like by 10 a.m.
Yeah. We checked Amazon. The radios didn't arrive yet at that time.
So we had coffee.
Yeah, so we had coffee. Then we went to town, basically. We didn't do anything else, right?
No, just
went
true.
Just went to town. We got the wheels. And they kind of didn't give a shit about my preload.
Very much not.
At the Kawasaki place. They're like, yeah, that's very nice, smiley, of course.
If you
and then,
die.
Like, nobody yeah. talks to it. Like, it's just no reaction. Like, the default answer.
Yeah.
You reach this part of the phone tree. Like, you will not get no further.
We'll say everything but no.
Yeah. And then I think we checked. You checked Amazon and then the Sendas were delivered.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah. So Sendas were delivered. We picked those up and then we were hungry. So we went to grab food and we started tearing into the Senna boxes.
So we got food at a place called Hot Shots.
Oh,
which
yeah.
is like a cafe where they have some great vegan food and...
It was
the
really
drinks
good.
Were good.
It was really good food. Way better than McDonald's.
That's our
hindsight.
Like, our bar.
Sorry, that's like foresight. Foreshadowing. Yes. We'll do today,
yeah,
tomorrow.
All right. We'll do tomorrow today, you mean? Oh, no.
Both, either.
Okay, and then...
But so what? So we did a little bit of like... we went to the outdoors shop.
Yeah.
We bought way too many things.
Yes, we did.
I bought a shitload. So.
A new bottle.
Yeah, I found
some socks.
Yeah, I found another one of the soft flask bottles that I have, but
yeah.
Half a liter instead of 250, and it's even slightly insulated, and it's great. It works super awesome in my sling. You just squish it into
nice.
The sling, and it's like, yeah, it doesn't get scratched by the keys like the metal one.
Feels like I need one.
I think you do need one.
What else did we get there?
Bear spray. Bear spray. I got a massive can of bug spray.
Yeah.
Brent had slight anal pain. He looked at the size. He was like, "You're gonna carry this yourself?" And I was like, "Man, I need this bug spray."
I was expecting something half the size.
Yeah, but whatever.
We got a map there too.
Yeah, we got a map which we forgot to take.
Very helpful.
We got my socks. Didn't try them on, but they look good.
Water filter?
Water filter, yes. We got like a water pump. Like a pump with a filter. Because I have live straws at home, but a live straw, one live straw to share between two people is kind of awkward. If you're in a pinch, you'd rather just like be able to pump from some source and carry the water with you. Because we don't know where we're going to camp and how far the water source might be if we wild camp tonight.
Want to take some Lake Louise water?
We could filter some Lake Louise water just for fun. Just like you with you. Like this thousands and thousands of years old water with some ancient microbes. Yeah, so but then we came home and we just had to fix your bike. Finish the bike basically.
You worked hard.
Yeah. You mostly did the bike. I started helping you. I cleaned my bike. Helped you with some stuff. I cleaned your fairings, but did the rest of the indicator lights, and then you
droopy boy.
Yeah, the droopy boy. No, this one I did the day before.
Oh, okay.
I just did the back ones.
Right.
And then I decided it's time to make the rest of the pizza, because the dough is there and it's gotta be made, and we need food, so. Brent carried on, I made pizza. The first one was a flop.
Literally
a flop, yeah. Because I prepared it too early and the grill took way too long to heat up, and then the pizza stuck to the board. But it was eatable. at least the dog liked it.
Yep.
He was happy. So what's the name of the dog again?
Fiddick.
Fiddick. Fiddick surprised us with very high appetite.
He's only done that like 3 times.
So clearly my pizza must be good.
Yeah.
To force him to do that.
The whole wheat one only.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he ate both. 1.5 whole wheat ones and did not touch mine. Yeah. I was kind of, to be honest, getting like tired and disheartened by the end of the day. Because...
Disheartened by what?
By the fact that we still had shit to do in the morning.
Yeah.
I wanted to be packed and ready. But we weren't. But like the only thing we had left by the time we went to bed was basically chain cleaning and tidying up the garage, basically, and packing.
Yeah, I would say from my perspective, yesterday was
very productive.
It was the first day I got my bike on the road.
Yeah, you rode it, right? You rode it a couple of times, and you had a bit of a BBB moment. When your oil pressure was getting high.
We fixed it. We got to check on that, actually.
Yeah, we'll check it when we go back to the bike.
Yeah, so that felt actually like it was actually going to happen this trip yesterday.
Yeah.
The inflection point.
I have to say, when you started riding, you lost those bolts and the fuel or whatever was getting into oil. I was like, okay, it's over.
This is the end.
But yeah, I don't know.
A little excitement.
It keeps going. It keeps rolling for now. Okay. Well, I think that's it. We'll do today, tomorrow. See you later.